Yes, you was when you were back,
praise Jesus much, children of God.
We'll
come back from all services we've passed through. And we thank God for them, for He's done good to us in all. Is it not that everyone has been done good? Our brethren is the new people before the physical eyes.
One
will come in the name of Jesus.
And
we open up our hearts already as we wait for you. Even the other was told, go to new generation. We did know in the flesh, yet those who knew her well, as the Holy Spirit and the angels,
they
told her, go, your brethren are right there.
We're
truly here waiting for you, and we move and welcome you. And to do work together, all of us, till we go back home to heaven. And even this world, we overcome it and the troubles in it. Thank you for coming. So, first Sunday here, you wave for us here. May God bless you. Accepting to hear light of His word.
And
you begin to see it right this very week. This very week. See blessing coming from light of the word. Next Sunday, you will give us a testimony in that word spoken upon you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Time already left us, but want to use the remaining time. We had agreed to live here by the 8th hour of the day or the 9th hour.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I request to resume coming early. We had retarded because of the rest we have been having, but let's resume. By the 3rd hour of the morning we are here. For the 2nd hour we shall be starting, but at most the 3rd hour finds you right here.
Certain
things are not truth to move on, make us free. All truth is never known once.
You move on
knowing it, the more you get to be free. The brother Mukisa can tell you how he's moved on knowing it. The one who doesn't want to be called Matovu. I don't want to call him that name. For those thorns, it's not easy pass on them. They can pierce all of yourselves.
We
are of the holy clan, not clans of the animals. If you've been of clans of the animal, insect or bird, you know God said you be created in His image, not that of an animal.
Even
animals wonder how you become one of their clan.
They wonder
when you move with two and they move with four legs.
They say
that monkey became a human being.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have much to be told, but time is what we don't have. I want to introduce, just to bring an introduction of the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus much. The introduction of the journey of heaven. Most people say we studied it. We have never studied it. We started the introduction part
3.
When we explained the meaning of the journey of 7 years, that was the 3rd introduction. Behind that introduction, there are 2 others.
First
are through to reaching above
heaven.
Now I'm introducing it. We shall begin it next Sunday. Introduction of the journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Over the 7 years, heaven, the biblical journey, introduction.
ennyanjula y'olugendo lw'eggulu olwatambulira mu Bayibuli okumala emyaka 7.
Yes.
Someone wonders, you've not studied introduction. It's true.
So tugenda kuba tusoma.
Now we're going to be studying
olugendo lw'eggulu olwatambula mu Bayibuli.
The journey of heaven moved through the Bible.
Ennyanjula.
Introduction.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So twagala tujitunulemu ko katono.
We want to briefly look into it.
The 7 years heaven and biblical journey introduction.
Ennyanjula y'olugendo lw'eggulu olwatambulira mu Bayibuli okumala emyaka 7.
Ogenda kunyumirwa nnyo
gwa enjoy much with the new person here.
Abadde yasubwa ebimu.
The one who missed some.
Ennyanjula egenda kuwa bingi.
Introduction is to give you much.
Tulina ennyanjula y'olugendo lw'eggulu part 1.
We have introduction of journey of heaven is part 1.
Nga twasendinga okuva ku munsi eno.
As we ascend right from the planet Earth.
Okuyita mu heavens nya.
To pass through all the 4 heavens.
Okutuuka waguru.
To reaching above the heavens.
Eyo ennyanjula y'olugendo lw'eggulu atambula mu Bible.
That's introduction of journey of heavens moved in the Bible.
Part 1.
Part 1.
Nga twasendinga obanga twambuka.
As we ascend.
Okuva ku nsi.
Right from planet Earth.
Okuita mu heavens nya.
Passing through 4 heavens.
Nenda kusaba abantu babiri.
I request 2 people.
Obomu.
Or 1.
Omwai mbiri wana mbiri wali.
Each to stand on the sides of this.
Nkwanjuli olugendo lwo.
We introduce you your journey.
Agenda kuba jatu batusikira ku tusubira okubanga tulaga tukulaga kituogerako.
We can demonstrate and show what we are speaking of.
Ninga atogena kisoma mu Bible.
But you're going to study it in your Bible.
So moto amukuru gwe tugambi.
Now the main heading we have said.
Ennyanjula y'olugendo lw'eggulu atambula mu Bible.
Introduction of journey of heaven moved in the Bible.
Okumala emyaka 7.
For 7 years.
Baje tuyita the 7 years heavenly biblical journey introduction.
Ennyanjula y'olugendo lw'eggulu olwatambulira mu Bible okumala emyaka 7.
Era tutandika tulina part 1.
And we have part 1.
Obaje tuyita ennyanjula y'olugendo lw'eggulu atambula mu Bible part 1.
Oh, the introduction of the journey of heavens moved in the Bible part 1.
Nga twasendinga.
As we ascend, nga twambuka.
Okuva ku nsi eno.
Right from planet Earth.
Okuyita mu heavens nya.
Passing through 4 heavens.
Okutuuka waguru
w'eggulu. To reaching above the heavens.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus much.
Tujja kuba tuva ku nsi ya fe.
We shall come from the planet Earth.
Binji betujja okulaba nga tuvudde mu nsi.
There are many things we shall see when we come from planet Earth.
Tujja kulaba nsi
ko. We shall see 10 planets in total.
Tugende tulaba akabaka bwe munye.
We go see the kingdom of the stars.
Tunabuyita ko.
When we pass through it.
Tujja tuka ku guru.
We shall reach on heaven.
Reach tundu echa wansi.
Of the rim below.
Ebyolengereri ya
blue. The blue heaven you see.
Then tujja kuambuka.
Then we shall ascend.
Mu kitundu ekya waggulu.
In the rim above.
Tutuuke mu ggulu eryasooka okutonda.
And we reach in the first created heaven.
Erimu ekibuga kya Katonda.
Where there is the city of God.
Jerusalem eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekuŋŋaanidde erya bamalayika.
The great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God.
Tuliyitemu.
We shall pass through it.
Tuambuke mu ggulu eryokubiri mu kutondebwa.
We go to the second created heaven.
Omusingani webiramu ebina.
Where there we find four living creatures.
Stowa yemiyo jo butonde bonna.
Stowa of spirits of all creations.
Nanga nokugomwe gwajibwa.
And even your spirit was gotten from there.
Butuna aita tujja kuita mugulu eliyo kubiri.
We shall pass through the second heaven.
Tuambuke mugulu eliyo kusatu
mukutonde. We ascend to the third created heaven.
Kitondo echa waggulu.
In the rim above.
Egwine eliyo kusatu mukutondebwa.
This third created heaven.
Omusingani buli sikulu akatonda.
Where we find the paradise of God.
Olwamanyi bwanga.
Which
garden
was known
Eden.
As the Garden of Eden.
Masikatigaru.
In the center of it. We find the throne of God. On the mountain Zion. Surrounded by thrones of 24 elders. On the mountains of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
when we would have passed through it.
Tugende we go to
what we call above the heavens. I wanted to introduce this to you today.
But
we are quickly going to pass through all of it. And you reach above the heavens. Do not study details, the ones we study ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So introduction one.
Now introduction one. Of the journey of heaven is moved in the Bible.
We shall
move to ascend from this planet Earth where we are. We shall pass through four heavens and we reach above the heavens. Introduction two. Of the journey of heaven is moved through the Bible for 7 years. We shall be ascending from planet Earth where we are, from planet Earth through all the four heavens to reaching above the heavens in the new heavens and the new earth. Have you understood something? It means then, in the introduction of John of Heavens, moved in the Bible for 7 years, the second introduction, we shall be ascending from the planet Earth where we are, pass through four heavens as we've seen them, and we reach above the heavens, and we see the new heavens and the new earth. You're going to get them through the introduction. The third introduction, we finished it. The third introduction, it's what explains the third introduction of John of Heavens moved in the Bible for 7 years. It's what explains the meaning why the John of Heaven was moved through the Bible for 7 years in the spiritual transports, where there is the vision, where there is the dream, the trance, the azotus, the Urim and the Thummim, the spiritual transports, that one you finished it. That introduction you finished it. For that third introduction of the John of Heaven is moved to the Bible for 7 years. It is what explains why the John of Heaven was moved through the Bible. And what does journey of heaven mean? Why did it take 7 years? In the explanation of spiritual transports, where there is the vision, the dreams, the trance, the azotas, Urim, and the Thummim, the spiritual transports, you don't need to first die to go into the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus much.
So,
now that is how we shall be moving. As we go back to the first introduction, I will hint on one of the things in there. Praise Jesus much. First introduction of the journey of heavens that moved through the Bible for 7 years, that is where we want to start from. As we ascend from the planet Earth where we are through all the four heavens to reaching above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
the part A in this introduction, it says that the journey of heaven, it ended on this world and it begins from this world.
It's
what I want to look into and you see it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the introduction of John of Heavens that moved through the Bible for 7 years,
part one
is where we see the way we get from planet Earth and pass through four heavens and we reach above the heavens. Yet in it there is part A. That the journey of heaven, it ended on this world and it begins from here.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much. We want to study
on
that. How did this journey come to end here?
And
why does it begin from here? Praise Jesus much. The journey of heaven, it's the journey of salvation. It's my journey and your journey. The journey of those who lived before us. Our journey we're living now. It's the journey of those coming. To reaching the coming back of Jesus. But this journey ended up here. And it begins from here. To go back where we came from. It means when they tell you journey of heaven, it ended on a planet Earth, and it begins on planet Earth. It means you have where you came from.
Now,
where you came from is where you have to go back to. Now in all, it ended here on the earth. It begins on this world. Maybe you didn't know of it. But the Bible says in the 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7, and it says like this. First Timothy chapter 6 from verse 7.
Kubanga tetuinza kujamu chintu. Olinyolwa munana naye bwe tuba n'emmere n'ebyokwambala ebyo bitumalenga. Olinyolwa omwenda naye abaagala okugaggawala bagwa mu kukemebwa ne mu mutego ogwekogomba okungi.
Let's get back again in the verse 7.
Timoseo ekisooka essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleeta kintu mu nsi kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Yes, praise Jesus much. Because we brought nothing on this world.
It,
we can go away with nothing from here. Lucy, planet Earth is this one here. We are going to see what concerns it. And most we've studied it.
See,
when we came on this world, we brought nothing on it. And when we move out of it, nothing we go with.
It
means we who came, we have where we came from in heaven. And we reach on this world in our journey. When we reach on it, we
are
made to seek for the way to go back. Yet, we didn't know where we had come from. And where we go to, we didn't know there. God decided to bring you the journey of heaven that moved through the Bible for 7 years. To remind you that here, you are in the ending of your journey. This is where you came from. You have to begin it afresh. You go back where you came from.
Yes,
that's the reason why we say it in the first introduction of the journey of heaven. Move through the Bible. We ascend right from planet Earth and pass through 4 heavens and we go above the heavens.
But
that's where we first dwelt.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They say when you came, you brought nothing. Means this is where you came from. But the journey came ended on this world. They say you have to launch, get back where you came from. He tells you, when you go back, you take nothing, for even when you came, you knew nothing. This is to remind the entire world, all nations and languages,
that
journey of heavens you look to. It's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who lived before us. It's our journey. We're living now. It's the journey of those coming to the coming back of Christ. Praise Jesus much. And it means what? You come and you end your journey here.
Yet,
have to begin sick. How you get back. Now Philippians 3:20, and it tells you like this on concerning where you came from as you your spirit. Philippians 3:20.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. Olinyolwa biri mu olumu. Aliwanyisa omubiri ogw'okutawazibwa kwaffe okufaananyizibwa ng'omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa kye. N'okukola okwo bwe kuli okumuyinzisa n'okussa ebintu byonna wansi we.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because our home is in heaven. We found we had come here. Our spirits were put in our mother's wombs and we got bodies there, got out, appeared on this world.
Yet
the truth, there is a journey where we came from, never ends in this heaven which is, but to reaching above the heavens and to the new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much. Now it means that your journey ended here on the earth. It begins from this planet earth.
And
this is your journey of heaven, because it's where you came from. Don't move it in dimension as others said. We have to ascend. Praise Jesus much. Because others say, heaven, you branch a little here and you enter in it. No. It involves ascending.
Able
to go back to your home country. Many who cannot get back, for not knowing where they are and where they came from, you got given you this chance. Praise Jesus much.
Journey
ended on this world. It begins from this world to ascending, to ascending, that you can go back home to heaven, to reaching above the heavens and to the new heavens and the new earth. But not many can go back,
because
it needs to mark our ways. Praise Jesus much. According
to
Jeremiah chapter 22 and the verses 10, not many of those can go back.
Because
the world is filled of much perversions. Don't even know you are in a journey, you came here and end up. The regime launched to go back where you came from. Let's read we hear. Jeremiah 22 and the verses 10.
Temukabira maziga oyafa. Sote mumukungu bagira. Naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyo agenda, kubanga tachadda nate so talira bansi yewaabwe.
You see the problem which is there.
Temukabire oyo afa.
Do not cry for the one dying.
Era temukungubagira.
And do not weep for them.
But
weep bitterly for the one going. Because the problem which is, going back to their home country, it's going to be hard. Now it is like this, brethren. We came on this world, and our journey of heaven, we ended here on this world, and we have to launch again, that we go back home to heaven. Yet the problem which is, we have clothed the one dying and we unclothe him. We begin launch and to go.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They said, do not cry for the one dying and do not weep for him. And that's your body.
But
the one cry for is the one who unclothed the body, you as a spirit. For not many of those who can go back to their home country in heaven, not knowing what they are doing on this world. If you look to this world, if you get out of it, it requires you to ascend and you go back to your home country.
But
the problem which is most evil, if you come from this world, you leave the body within it and they take it to be buried. Your spirit is ascending and you have no qualities to reach you in heaven. You have to go down the bottomless pit in hell, the prison of God. And they imprison you many years there and many torments there for waiting for judgment. You
be
brought into Jerusalem to judge you. Now where did the problem come from? We don't know that we are in this journey, the journey of heaven.
And
most who hear the journey of heaven always say perhaps it was apostles' journey. The journey of heaven is not for apostle alone. It is my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who lived before us. The journey of those still coming on this world. To the coming back of Christ the second time. The journey has been very hard to move on it. Because we do not understand it. Even the way we get to come on this world. We rarely get to understand it. And I try to enlighten for you. The introduction of journey of heaven. That moved through the Bible for 7 years. This first introduction, it reminds you when we move from this world, we ascend.
If we
pass through four heavens, and we go above the heavens. Now we do not go in dimensions.
But
some people who have words, those first told us before.
Most
are those who say they are born again. Of William Branham. And they say heaven is in dimension, you just branch off here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But it's not in dimension as they say. And they are most who have made spirits get lost. Others, they say you go to purgatory. That's where they don't know where it is. Others, you are in the ground, you are silent down there. They think that they are the body of flesh. When they bury it, it's where you are down there. Others know you have a spirit yourself. If you check out, they don't know where you go to. Others are lied to. That you become a demon of your clan.
Yet
all those are lies on this world. But the truthful, our journey ended on this world. And it begins from this world. To ascend, to go back.
We
do not go into dimensions as others say.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they tell us, we have to put ourselves Lord signs, we know the road very well. Then we know how we came and how we shall move on to go back.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He tells us in Jeremiah, let us mark our ways. We understand where we came from and we see the way to go back there.
Jeremiah isura eyasatumwemu.
Jeremiah chapter 31
verse 21.
Praise Jesus. You put signposts in your way.
You
indicate signals on the way you passed. The way we pass to come on this world. The way we can pass through, go back home to heaven. But in this world,
it's
hard any person mark for you that way. You see these images before you. Those we learn from, those we are written down. But these scriptures, you could not understand them well when they direct you where you came from and God took me in the journey of heaven that moved through the Bible. I can get the scriptures in the letter and I put them in images and videos that you can mark the way where you came from.
These
images, the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God. They are not be used to worship them, but to demonstrate and show you well. Let me hope the journey is interesting. And you see the world where you came from. See how you move from it to move back to where you came from in heaven. Let's repeat as Jeremiah 31.
Jeremiah isure ya satumwemu noro nyiriri olwabiri morumu.
Jeremiah 31 verse 21.
We simbiro bubonero kukubo. We kolele impaji ezitegeza. Teko omutima gwo awali olugudo. Lye kubo lye wafurumamu. Komawo ayo mwala wa Isirayiri.
You came on this world. They say you have to mark the way where you passed as you came. You go back in your cities, the 12 you see up there.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, heavens that God built for you. Now remember, you are in the world, on your village, in your city. You don't know where you are. No one can show you are now here in this planet which is here, and you came from the other place. Now look, the door of heaven is there. You can't even know at times you ask.
When
they tell the things of heavens, we take them like a story they are chatting. At times others say, people tell us heavens and we don't commit sins. That thing is to humble us. Heaven is not there. Others say perhaps governments were in the world. They created the thing of heaven and the promises there. Act stubborn and wreak havoc before them and become. Expects perhaps something which is not there. Those called heaven. Reason why in many churches, right from religion and in this salvation, not many think heaven is real. So he goes to think, how do they move to go to heaven? They tell us,
yes,
Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, and which goes to heaven. How do I pass through it? But you know what you can do? But we want to plant signposts for you. We say Jeremiah 31:21.
Set up signposts.
We take a wall of upande.
Make yourself landmarks.
Amakubo kugateke ko.
Set your heart towards the highway.
Mutima kuguteke erie kubo.
Even to the way which you went.
Erie kubo liwafurumiramu.
Turn again.
Uyechuka.
O virgin of Israel.
Gwe embere ya Israeli.
Turn again.
Gwera chuka.
Those to these your cities.
Now see, our signposts, we are on planet Earth.
Landmark.
The landmark. Heaven, we see it is circular.
Highway.
The highway. We see the way is there. You see the highway very well. You based on the planet Earth. I stand on planet Earth and I'm like here. I look up. I know Earth is in this place. Just as I look on the image and the scriptures of
truth,
and I see the planet where mom, and I know
if
Mubaba have to ascend, the door is up there. The city is up there.
The
wisdom and understanding, you already got it.
Means
you cannot follow the hope of salvation. Because you know where you came from.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now the journey of heaven, it's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who lived before us. It's the journey of those coming to the coming back of Jesus. It is the journey of salvation. It began on this world. It ended on this world. It begins from this world. As we ascend through the four heavens,
yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
now we mark. Let me tell you, there are things you're going to learn. Seek in this world, you learn them.
Madini.
In religions, even in salvation, that we still have in seasons like this. You look for them, you will never see them again. God creates a new generation through which he can give them to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most seek their own things, not to get you back to heaven where you came from.
But
we sign before God. We
prove
your home is heaven and how you can go back.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. The truth is, we are on this world.
The Bible
says in the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 8, in the verse 31, as it says like this. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31.
Nesanyuli yange liyali n'abaana b'abantu. asatu mubiri kale no bana bange mumpulirenga kubanga bali no mukisa abakwata makubo gange asatu musatu
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus Amen. Much
esanyuli yali na bana baba
joyful the children of men
abali munsi
nebereka in this habitable earth
hatugamba tuigama kuboge
till as we learn his ways
you
see, it's like this brethren this is the plant where we are but we just came on it
ne tukomakkerezana era tewe wewe yongera
yo in the belief here there's no way you move on ahead
rutuka kunsi
when you reach the world
obera kuno
if you are on this world
miaka 10
20 30
40 60 no tuko kwambura
mu kato manje wa and cloth the body you don't know where you came from
hey nengeri jogendo kudayo ngatoji manje
when the way you shall go back you don't know it
kati Yeremia 2:10
nekutu Jeremiah 2:10 comes to pass your way
nebatugano kabira omulambo
refuse us cry for your dead body
nebatugamba tukabire gwageze
tell us cry for you who has gone your spirit
kubanga kitufu gwandi badde gudde
eri katuna the truth that getting back to God but things you've done under the sun because of not knowing where you came from and how you can get back and many things you've do under the sun those not worthy
umuborize suleyo
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 in the verse 7
atugamba bwati
it tells us like this
omubulizi esule ye 12 no lunyiriri olwo musanvu
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 from verse 7
enfufu nedde mutakanga byali omoyo negudde likatonde yagugaba
atolaba tabo weri
you see where the trouble is
omubiri gwakolebwa mu nfufu
the body was made from dust of gold
kusinzira ku yobu 28
according to Job 28 in the verse 7
na ye mubulizi yaga
Ecclesiastes says
12:7 umbiri neguda mu
the body goes back to the dust
omoyo gwandisudde
people will have lifted up
neguda eriyo eri
yakugaba goes back to its giver
kubanga baba kugamba ndi kugenda mu purgatory
goes to purgatory
yani babuze yakugaba ali mu purgatory
the one who gave it is he in purgatory
Bwakugamba nti no moyo ogudda mutaka.
Spirit goes to the ground.
Obabuzo baye kugabana yali mutaka.
The one who gave it is in the ground.
Bwakugamba nti kuzunga muno.
They say it is wandering in this world.
Obabuza yakugaba ali muno na yazunga.
The one who gave it is he in this world wandering in it.
Omoyo gwali nakudeli yakugaba.
Spirit was meant to go back to its giver.
Oguru kubanga bwetusa besala tugamba.
For when we pray a prayer we say our Father in heavens.
Yakugaba ali muguru
gave it is in heaven
yakuwereza ku nsiku
no who sent it on this world
nayo butamanya mwayitirira obunji
ignorance exceeded much
erasi rumungenda nengamba
one day I get to say
singa serugendo lwaguru
if it wasn't the journey of heavens
kuba singa ndoza bichikala
wonder what I would have been thinking by now
obashinga nzungu omutwendo woza
bichi I'm wondering what I would have moved to thinking in my head
kati nganzunga esenu basibitege
wondering in this world I don't understand it
musumba chiriwoze
it is amazing
ngoli wokuzunga buzozi
kubitege you are wondering on the world you don't understand
wozunga mu business
you wonder in business
wozunga muno
wasanda wozunga
nozara
wonder give birth
boy takira future italina
you prepare for future not there
wana kosite wali wo future
here on the world is no future
ever to be in presence
for we are always in presence here our future is in heaven
Yes, tutegekira obulamu
bwe. We just prepare for the life we are into.
Need to take a future.
But we don't prepare for future. It's never on this world.
Cheche amazima.
This is the truth.
Osungo otya munsinga naye mtu kutomanyi na ngeri kwajija.
And you don't know how you even came in it.
Naye okumanyo naye shetani ayono nene.
Satan can corrupt things.
Ofuna otya confirmation.
How ori kunsi? Get a confirmation. You were on the world, you don't know where you came from.
Era tewebuze kibuzo mugwe.
Don't ask a question in you.
Nenga mazao jivam.
After I've gotten out of it.
Ndagawa.
Where am I going?
Abamba tatabiroza ngabana atirofu.
Other think of such when they are about to die.
Bamunga bakadi.
Others are too old.
Ara nikorogota no bandagawa.
Into dream where am I going?
Nayo nino mukisa gwa
mani. You are highly blessed.
Bakatonda akubulide bucha.
God has told you when it's early.
Natanika nokulagirira mwana wange.
God direct to my son.
Ulina kuambuka okujja jendi.
Have to ascend come to me.
Zenagabo moyo gune guje
you gave your spirit to come
niwe gende lezi
Be careful what you will do. It will hinder you to come back. Throw you in hell, the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What is this? Use religion in the world, there are many. I want to even expel them. They have no meaning.
They
can't tell us how we came on this world and how we can get out to go back home. What do they profit us?
The
ambassadors of God on what issue? They say to be ambassadors for is the one in heaven.
So
when you say come back to your home, these ones tell us what? If you look to our salvation, these days we planted what we call churches. They look for money.
They
directed you where you came from and how you will go back. They direct you into this world. And then you forfeit in your soul. Even the world you fail to eat it. It's not easy to get. For whatever you get, it's what they make you offer. There you see a serious problem.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You see a very serious problem. How do you see? The time is finished from us. I told you, a brief introduction, the real one we shall do it next Sunday. Others told us we are going in the dimension around us here.
But
you wonder of things on this world. Yet what surprises most,
we
want to go to where angels are in heaven. Bible show in Genesis 28 starting from verse 10 to 12 that stairway were lowered from the door of heaven as they reached the planet earth. Angels were ascending and descending on it as ascending. When they come on the world, they descend. If they go back to heaven, they ascend. Now they don't branch off in two dimensions. And they don't first go to purgatory.
It's
not to first go in the graves. That religion which led you first go to the grave. The one who gave you is in heaven, say, come back here. He knows he sent his child on earth. They align themselves, understand where they came from, and they speak with their
thoughts.
These on the world are here to make us get lost. Some of them appear to be ambassadors of God.
They
get out the only book to read from it. Yet they lie us through them. Genesis chapter 28
in
the verse
10. Nenti koyago ngetu semuguru era laba bamalaika bakatonda ngabali nya era ngabaka kuggo
labako.
You look,
yaraba amadala,
he saw stairways.
Gaveri ku mulyango gwe
gu, they come from the door of heaven
neka kapaka ku
nsi, and they get down to planet earth.
Bamalaika ngabaka,
angels descending down
kabambuka,
and they ascend.
Kadechi chiribwe chiti.
Now it's come like this.
Above,
it's where there is Jerusalem city of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. If you finish work, say you have to ascend. Get out of planet earth and you ascend. Enter the first created heaven in the rim above. Yet what most now? You know nothing in this world. You're hanging there that they birthed and begot you. And you think of eating and drinking, and you go to toilets. And they pay school fees for you at school, you study.
Yes,
studying is not bad. But the flesh exercises profits a little. But exercise in the word it profits much. Year after year, that you work for your future. This world.
Yet
you don't know where you came from. Let me think like this. Most people on the world, they are mad. Ecclesiastes tells us that. Do you know why you are mad? This one who got angered now. A mad person doesn't know where they came from. Finding the city, they can't even go back to their home.
Think
when we reach this world, Satan make us get mad. But those we found on, we first made them mad before. We carry burdens every day. As we shift here and through there. Just as mad people are with their luggage. You bring in the partisans when you hate it, you move on elsewhere.
No Pakistan.
And you rent here, get to another place. You know why you do those things?
You feel uncomfortable. Or would that you are not in your home.
Totally comfortable.
You are not in your home country.
Totally wakao. Truth in heavens, you shall rest indeed there. You build a beautiful mansion. Reach a time you feel you want to shift from there. Person, you wonder, where did I come from? Where I will settle.
If there
carries burdens to us, you rest them down. As you discover it's not there, you carry the burden elsewhere.
When
you speak what Ecclesiastes says, I saw all people are mad. He didn't abuse us. Remember home where we came from and how we can go back. And means,
when
a mad people is one who doesn't know that. A mad person? You know mad people? Do they know their home? Though you take them home, they run from there.
Those
we tell you home is
not it.
You feel you don't want for madness, you hold it still in yourself. I pray God stay to you of that madness. Read us Ecclesiastes that they don't say I abused them.
Omubulizi esule yomwenda noru nyiriri oruksatu.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 3.
Echo chibimu byonna ebikolebwa wansi w'enjuba ng'ekigambo kimu ekibajjira bonna weewaawo era omutima gw'abaana b'abantu gujjudde obubi era eddalu liri mu mutima gwabwe nga bakyali balamu.
Ng'okyali ku kiku.
Well, still on this world.
Omanyi eddalu.
You know madness?
And
reach to quarrel and fight for where you will be buried.
Yet
your spirit will never be buried no matter when. And you get
hushed. This
being a ladder will be buried. You can't chase me from the clan. The day will unclothe the body. You will look the body being taken to be buried. You the spirit right now. The angels of hell have come for you. You no more can go to heaven because of things you've been doing. Now madness. People are mad. But God has saved us madness. You who hears truth of the word. When you discover your home in heaven, madness, you still hold it in yourself. You fell mad long back. Those who birthed us, we found them, they are mad already. Them who don't know their home, we
too,
they birthed in the same madness.
Can't
wonder and work for this world. But the truth is like that. We have where we came from. That's why he told us that in the first introduction of the journey of heavens, move to the Bible, we ascend from this planet Earth, we pass through four heavens, and we go above the heavens. But in the second introduction of the journey of heavens, moved in the Bible, we ascend from planet Earth, we pass through all the heavens, we pass through four heavens, we reach above the heavens. There is new heavens, new earth.
Now,
the first introduction I've passed through for you, those are the brief I've spoken, shall officially begin next Sunday. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.